From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once more to the program. The Reverend Andrew Patterson is letting the Bible speak once again from Mark's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 20. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. But before we hear the message, let's listen to these words in song.
Good morning, folks. Lovely with you again this morning. We're turning back to Mark chapter 6 in the words of verse 20. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and unholy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. We have considered already from this text the recognition of Herod. He recognized in John a man of God, one who was righteous. A look at the words of verse 20, and we must conclude that Herod went further than some today. For one thing, he was found under the preaching of the gospel. He was a man who willingly heard the word of the Lord preached unto his soul, even though it was sharp and the preacher didn't miss his target. A preacher whose appearance we know was not appealing. He was one who wore the camel's hair and the girdle of skin around his loins. He wasn't endowed with the best of robes, as would have been the case with those in the palace. But yet nevertheless, Herod the king was to hear him. But he did more than that. This verse states that he did many things after hearing John the Baptist preach. I wonder could the same be said of you this morning under the sound of my voice. I want you to understand that you have a responsibility as you hear the gospel. It is incumbent upon you not only to be a hearer, but also to be a doer. And so as the Lord would say to your soul, repent and believe the gospel that your sins may be blotted out. I wonder, have you taken heed to God's word? When the word states, sinner, that you are to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your souls. I wonder, have you acted upon what you have heard? And see also that we are told that Herod gladly heard John the Baptist. I tell you again that Herod, even though he was a wicked man, he has gone further than many today. For many do not gladly hear the preacher of righteousness. They would rather stay away from the house of the Lord. They would rather engage themselves in the things that satisfy the flesh and feed their senses, than to have their souls fed and have that word which is of eternal value. We know that this has been the case for all time. The word of God reminds us that the message of the gospel and the good seed of the word is received differently. And we've only got to consider the parable of the sower to see that to be the case. You'll find it in Luke chapter 8. Therein are found four different types of ground, representative of the hearts of men and women, but only one receives the word and brings forth fruit unto God's glory. What type of soil does your heart represent? For Herod, his was the stony ground. And the point that I want to get across is that the sinner's responsibility concerning the word of God does not end with just hearing it. It is not enough merely to hear the word of God preached. Many have sat for years on end hearing the gospel, the good news for their never-dying souls, the only message that can cause those who are dead to have newness of life in Christ, the only message that gives assurance of an eternity in heaven. But today they are the worse off, for that's all they have done. Their hearing it hasn't been mixed with faith. Listening to God's word, whereby your soul might be saved, is a privilege. But with that privilege comes also the responsibility to receive the word into your heart and soul. It's not enough to see to many things and to put many things right in your life. For Herod did that, yet his conscience was disturbed. It isn't enough to hear about the Lord of glory who can save you from your sins. Herod did that, but you must repent of your sin and take him as your own and personal Savior. Oh, dear loved one, learn this morning from Herod that you can go a long way toward grace and glory and yet fall short of it and perish for all eternity. I often wonder how much hotter will the fires of hell be for those who have heard the word of the gospel and they were left without excuse. They knew and understood of their need of Christ and God's salvation, yet they rejected him. That was what the Savior taught would be the case with the cities which had witnessed his preaching and the mighty works, and so their judgment would be the greater. Matthew chapter 11, verse 20, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Dear loved one, you will have to give an account of how you received the word of the gospel that was preached to your heart. God forbid that it would be said that you perished, leaving this world with no testimony of God's saving grace. And you did so from even sitting under the gospel being preached to you every week. As God's Spirit strives with you and convicts you of your sin, then heed the call of Christ in the gospel, even as you hear it over the radio this morning, and come and be saved. Herod was a privileged man. The sad thing is that, like Agrippa and Felix, the scriptures are silent on him actually turning from sin and receiving Christ as Savior. He heard of his need. He had his sin exposed, but he rejected the message of grace to his soul. And while he did many things after hearing John preach, he did not do the most important thing, and that was to repent and be saved. The most important thing was to see to the need of his spiritual standing at the expense of his physical. But for Herod, he held on to his sin and his adultery with Herodias. He would not give up his sin, and his soul was hardened. His rejection of John's Savior was to bring him to that infamous evening when he ordered the death of the preacher. The scriptures reveal to us that he was exceedingly sorry that such a request was made for the head of John the Baptist. Verse 26, and the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake and for their sakes which sat with him, He would not reject her. He cared for the man of God, but he cared more for his reputation and for the oath that he made to Herodias' daughter. He cared more for his sin. I wonder what you care for most this morning. Is it the welfare of your soul eternally, or is it some earthly position or sin that one day will be burned up with all the rest? In rejecting the word that John preached, he rejected God's salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand, dear listener, that when you walk away from hearing the gospel been preached and you reject the only message of hope for your soul and trample underfoot the blood of Christ, you are saying no to God's dear Son and his wondrous offer of salvation purchased at the highest price upon Mount Calvary. Herod heard Christ preached, but he rejected Christ as Savior. By rejecting the word, he rejected heaven, and he went to a lost eternity in hell. What about you? Are you any different? Dear loved one, I trust you see what folly there is in permitting some sin to keep you back from getting right with God. Better to have done with that sin than to burn in the fires of eternal hell. The day came when Herod was to stand not before John the Baptist, but he stood before the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Preachers. Having been betrayed, the Savior was on his way to Calvary to lay down his life, and Pilate in due process was to send him to appear before Herod to be questioned by him. He had heard of many things which he had done. Why, not least, he had heard of him through the lips of John the Baptist. And now he was standing face to face before him, a murderer and a preacher. But this was the day when Herod didn't reject Jesus Christ. It was the Lord who rejected him. Luke 23, verse 8. When Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. He had nothing to say to him. And the true heart of Herod is seen in verse 11, where it says there, he mocked him and arrayed him and set him at naught. He counted Christ as nothing. His day of opportunity was gone. That day is yet to come when Herod will stand before Christ as judge. And he then will hear that final and eternal rejection. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. But what about you, sinner? What are you going to do with Christ this morning as he has preached again to your soul? What are you going to do with this, your day of gospel opportunity? Listen to the words of the little chorus. What will you do with Jesus? Neutral, you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? I earnestly pray that you will no longer reject God's offer of mercy in the Christ of God, the one who died on the cross that you might have eternal life, but that you would look by faith to him now and accept what he has done for a sinner like you and be saved. May God help you. God bless you until the next time.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness. And I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.